Okay, guys, we gotta put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get three seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.
Cinco de Fivo with Evan and Tiki on The Fan.
Cinco de Fivo is brought to you by Helix Wireless, connecting everything everywhere. And by Wendy's, try the new pretzel Baconator today. All right, yesterday I gave you the five guys we're going to be cursing the next 2 weeks as far as maybe enemies here in New York. I'm going to give you the five New York athletes that have to be dudes this weekend.
Okay.
All right, here we go, Loogie.
Here we go!
Number five.
Sneaky big series for the Metsies this weekend. Francisco Lindor, gotta be a dude this weekend.
Let's see him wake up. And they're facing some right-handed pitchers, which means Lindor's got to do it from his weaker side, the left side, including Tiki's boy on the mound tonight, Yoshinobu Yamamoto.
Yeah. Five hits in the last four games. Still a negative war for Lindor, so let's pick that up. Big weekend with the Dodgers.
It's a big week. Like a big weekend.
Sucks that this game is at 10 o'clock tonight.
No, but hold on now.
What's wrong with that? I'll be locked
Evan
in.
Loves it.
I know that hockey, basketball, and stuff's taken priority. But for the Mets, they just built up all this momentum, sigh of relief off day. You're playing big boy pants now with the Dodgers.
Honestly, this may sound like a loser. Just get me a win in L.A. Just get me a win.
Okay.
Just get me a win. You stay above 500 going to San Francisco. Obviously, if they do better than that, I'll be ecstatic. But I think right now, when you are on a winning streak and you're playing really good baseball, you don't want to give it all back.
So,
if they got swept, I'd be upset. Just get me a win. And why not tonight against Yamamoto?
Right. Be a dog, Lindor. Here we go.
Number four.
We will Brock you.
Oh, Brocktober.
Brock
Nelson.
Nelson.
Dude.
34-goal regular season, 4 goals in the final 3 games. Needs to stay hot if the Islanders are going to outscore Carolina clearly here.
There you go. Brock Nelson, why not at number 4?
All right, here we go.
Number 3.
Aaron Judge.
Dude.
Aaron Judge.
You know what?
Why? Because of his bobblehead on Saturday?
Not only that, Wednesday was a really big hit. Beat the Blue Jays, avoided the sweep. Now you have a pain-in-the-ass Rays team, only 2.5 games back. What we want to see here from Judge to be a dude? Build on what happened Wednesday. Don't let it be a one-off. Let's
gotta,
get him going
he's
here.
He's just got to be a little bit of himself. Not even fully himself yet. Just be a little bit of yourself.
But that's why he doesn't have to go back to being a dog. Right. Just be a dude here.
Yeah. Dude.
All right, here we go.
Number 2.
Artemi Panarin.
Dude.
Yeah, he better be.
Shaved his head in the offseason after being upset with his performance versus the Devils last year. 49 goals. He has to be a dude.
There
here
are
tomorrow,
two guys that will face immense criticism if the New York Rangers underachieve. Now, obviously, performance will answer that more than just me saying this before a game is played, but clearly the guys with the pressure. One is Igor Shesterkin.
No doubt.
And number 2 is Artemi Panarin. He's a great player. He's got to do it in a big spot.
Last but not least, Ev.
Number 1.
It's Jalen Brunson.
Dude!
All we've heard about is dukes, dogs, damage, all of that. Jalen Brunson, you feel like the Knicks have been disrespected? You didn't make Team USA? Be a dude starting tomorrow night.
Dude!
Interesting. There you go. Cinco de Fivo every day at 5 o'clock. Can I tell you the most important?
I think that one's just a guarantee. It's happening.
Okay, guys, we got to put our trays up for takeoff.
Where's Dad?
Oh, he's in the back. We could only get 3 seats together.
Daddy has my pillow.
We'll get it later. Can you not put your feet up, please?
Why aren't we going?
We must be in line for takeoff.
Like security?
Well, that was a different line.
I have to go.
We just sat down.
But I have to go.
The seatbelt sign's on.
Why aren't we moving?
Hey, no kicking.
We're just 15th in line for takeoff.
Son of a...
Don't go there. Go on a real vacation. Go RVing. Learn more at GoRVing.com.